I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. You probably won't see any Russian track and field athletes competing at the Rio Olympics this summer. That's because the governing body of world athletics, the IAAF, today upheld its ban on Russian athletes due to systematic state-sponsored doping. IAAF President Sebastian Coe said the decision was unanimous.
That Russian athletes could not credibly return to international competition without undermining the confidence of their competitors and the public.
Yeah, incredible development, really. It is the job of the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, to keep the Olympics and other competitive sports fair. But athletes are always looking for ways to beat its tests. And WADA itself sometimes falls short of its goals. Way short. In Russia's case, WADA got an email from a Russian discus thrower named Daria Pishchalnikova offering proof of state-sponsored doping. And WADA ignored her. Ian Austin with the New York Times co-reported a story on that.
Well, it's actually even more appalling. They didn't just ignore it. They turned around and sent a letter to her sports federation saying that she had raised these concerns. They snitched on her, in effect.
They sent the email. They sent her email to the people she accused of running the illegal doping. Why would they essentially deep six what could have been an investigation?
There's a long history with WADA, though it's a relatively recent institution, of being extremely conflicted. The idea of WADA was a very good idea at the time. The International Olympic Committee ran anti-doping and ran sports. The conflict there is massive and obvious. So the concept of WADA was to set up this independent body, this global anti-doping body. How it was set up, though, was extremely flawed. In effect, the equivalent of a board of directors that runs it, half of its representatives come from governments. And, you know, as we see with Russia, not all governments, you know, view doping as an issue, regard the greater glory of their country as being more important. And the other half came from sports federations who, you know, their job is to promote sport. So while WADA started out quite well under its first two presidents. The current president, Chris Reedy, was appointed by sport, and its kind of approach is that it's there to help the IOC out more than actually look into doping.
I mean, WADA's job is all about protecting the integrity of the sports. This seems totally paradoxical. What's going on?
It's a terrible setup. It doesn't have true independence. The people who run it on the whole are picked because of their relationship to sports organizations or their government bureaucrats. So it's not guided by or run by, generally speaking, people who have backgrounds in, you know, police investigations, prosecutions. I guess the best contrast is the United States anti-doping agency, USADA, which is headed by a guy named Travis Tigert, who is a, you know, federal prosecutor. He's a hard-nosed guy who knows how to look into things. One of the great myths, I think, about anti-doping is the emphasis on testing. Testing is a bit like those searches everybody has to endure when they go onto an airplane. There's an element of theater to them, right? Yes, there's probably a place for tests and you know, making sure you're not bringing a gun on an airplane, but it's not really the solution to anti-doping cases. I think when you look back, the biggest scandals in doping, and cycling is the sport I'm most familiar with, generally speaking, weren't the result of positive tests. The Festina scandal, which led at the Tour de France in 1998, which was the catalyst for founding WADA, that was a police action. Lance Armstrong, that was an investigation by USADA. As Armstrong endlessly told us, I've never tested positive.
It really feels like there is almost no incentive not to cheat, Ian. And if the anti-doping agency itself is corrupt, then what's it going to take to rid sports from its addiction to drugs?
I think a starting point is to, you know, maybe even just completely scrap WADA, if necessary, change its name. You know, maybe we just start all over again and set up a really independent body. I mean, it's interesting, Britain's anti-doping agency, which is fairly new, its chairman has a background in criminal law enforcement and investigation. It has experts from all kinds of fields who have absolutely nothing to do with sport on its board. I mean, it has sports people on the board because obviously you need that input, that expertise as well. But I think the WADA really, really has to be rethought. It's easy for me to say that because it's this kind of unwieldy creation of the United Nations, and that meant getting all kinds of countries to sign on, as well as the IOC. That was a monumental achievement. Trying to do that over again might be difficult. And obviously, you know, one wonders about how sincere some countries have been throughout the whole process.
Ian Austin with the New York Times. Always good to speak with you. Thank you.
Likewise, Marco. Thank you.